This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Ukrainian forces dug in on Sunday, Russia lined up more firepower and tapped a decorated general to take centralized control of the war and have a potentially decisive showdown in eastern Ukraine that could start within days. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, warned Sunday in his nightly address to the nation that the coming week could be as crucial as any the war, saying that Russian troops will move to even larger operations in the east of the state. He also accused Russia of trying to evade responsibility for war crimes in Ukraine. Experts have said that the next phase of the battle may begin with a full-scale offensive. The outcome could determine the course of the conflict, which has flattened cities, killed untold thousands, and isolated Moscow economically and politically. Russia, again, has tapped a new Ukraine war commander to take control and centralize control of the next phase of the battle after its costly failures in the opening campaign and carnage for Ukrainian civilians. U.S. officials do not see one man making a difference in Moscow's prospects, but they do see more ugly times ahead. Russia turned to the General Alexander Dvornikov of the Russia's most experienced military officers. That's according to a senior U.S. official who was not authorized to speak publicly. U.S. officials say that he has a record of brutality against civilians in Syria and to expect more of the same in Ukraine. Russia ally Serbia has taken delivery of a sophisticated Chinese anti-aircraft system and a semi-secret operation over the weekend amid Western concerns that an arms buildup in the Balkans at the time of the war in Ukraine could threaten the fragile peace in the region. Media and military experts said Sunday that the six Chinese Air Force Y-20 transport